Yeah. Well, go ahead.
Different direction for a few moments. I'd like to read from Robinson Crusoe. That's my favorite classic. I fell in love with it in the fifth grade, and I don't know why. I recently read it again, and it presents the gospel over and over and over in a powerful, powerful way. Well, as you know, Robinson Crusoe was stuck on an island for 28 years, and you have to read what he went through. Just tremendously a blessing. I'm just going to read a little something he stated, or Daniel Defoe wrote to have him quote after a number of years there. He said, this is Robinson Crusoe in the writing of his memoirs. He said, "I learned to look more upon the bright side of my condition and less upon the dark side, and to consider what I enjoyed rather than what I wanted. And this gave me sometimes such secret comforts that I cannot express them, and which I take notice of here to put those discontented people in mind of it who cannot enjoy comfortably what God has given them, but they see and covet something that he has not given them. All our discontents about what we want appeared to me to spring from the want of thankfulness for what we have." I think that's a beautiful thing to remember. And I think we can pause every now and then. And I do this to think upon the wondrous things, all the things we have. And rather than covet, we were driving here down Ward Road, and a guy pulled out by the side of us in a brand spanking new Stingray Corvette. And I told Sheila, "Why do they always have to be red?" And then I was glad she pulled up beside at a stoplight there, and I covetously looked over to the right and saw this beautiful. But not only did I see that, he had on his left hand the most huge, beautiful looking diamond cluster of a ring, and I thought, boy, what a test on the way to church today. And then I read about what we have, and I have to admit, I've also seen over the past weeks a lot of things that in the Christendom that just appear to be out of balance. But I wanted to say how wonderful it is to just look around me when we each of us sit in our home in a chair and look around our home with the furnishings, the refrigerator or two that we have, and just say, "Thank you, Lord," because our discontentedness is, in fact, that from which we don't have because we're not thankful for what we do have. Be ye thankful. By the way, one of the signs in the last days is what? Unthankfulness.
Are we ready to move into the Lord's Supper, or are we still got... Deb, come on. I've been praying all morning. We'll move as God moves, so we're not going to rush it.
This kind of comes with a little more intensity. But for some reason, the Lord just hasn't let it go in my heart. And so I'm kind of asking you to maybe ask God, what does this mean? And Curtis and I were having this discussion because we were at our elders and deacons meeting. He said, "Wow, was that intense?" And so, but anyway, but I said, "You know, honey," I said, "this verse has been on my heart, and I'm saying, what is God saying?" And this is coming out of Joel, and I'm going to skip a few verses and read some of the others, but the verse says, "To blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm on his holy mountain." But he also says down in 15 or down in 12, It says, yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart and with fasting and weeping and mourning. And rend your heart, it says, and not your garments. Now return to your God, for he is gracious. And he's compassionate, he's slow to anger, he's abounding in loving kindness and relenting of evil. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leaving a blessing behind him, even a grain offering and a drink offering. For the Lord your God, blow a trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, proclaim a solemn assembly. And I don't know, for me, I just felt like God is just saying something, and I feel the intensity. And I'm not there myself, but I'm asking God, what is that? I don't know. I said, what does that mean, to blow the trumpet? But that just kept coming to my heart. And so I'm just saying, what does that mean to you? What is God saying, and what's he saying to me? But I just felt like God was really speaking that to my heart. And so I just wanted to share.
Anybody else? Nobody else? We're going to move into the Lord's Supper, and I'm going to ask you to do it a little bit different today. The Lord's put this on my heart. So often, the Lord's Supper becomes ritual, routine, where we just come up here, and as soon as I say it, I mean, people just start flocking down, and I believe the Lord wants us to remember things. He tells us to remember things. He tells us to examine ourselves. And so I'm going to ask you to just pause before you just come rushing down to get something. And I'm going to ask you to do something that might make you a little uncomfortable, but we're in church, and sometimes God has to do things to get you a little uncomfortable. Most of the time we do it with our family, we do it with our wives and stuff. I'm going to ask you to find someone in church and do it with them today, to pray together with somebody. We're trying to build relationships this year. And so I'm going to ask you to just find someone in the church to pray together with and to receive the Lord's Supper together as brothers and sisters in Christ. And so as we get ready to move on, I've got a video we're going to do because I want the worship team to be able to have a chance and partake of the Lord's Supper. So this is just going to be some worship music going. And as you feel led and that the Lord has revealed things that he wants you to remember, find somebody and say, hey, will you do the Lord's Supper with me? And just come down, we'll receive it, and when we're done, we'll move on. So if we'll go ahead and start that video, and as you feel led, I want you to invite you to come down and receive it this morning. The next thing we're going to participate in is giving our tithes and offerings. And so often I think we lose sight of this is an act of worship. It is worshiping God by being faithful to give to God what is His. And so often it just becomes a part of the service where guys walk by and you stick something in an envelope. But in the Old Testament, if you go through and look at the sacrifices and the offerings that were given, it was a big part of the Jewish culture and their lives was to make their offering to God. And the offering is just not something we do. It's a way of you worshiping God, just like when you sing a song to Him, when you bow your head down and pray, when you read His Word. The offering is a big part of worship. And so we're going to sing a couple of songs, and I'm going to ask you, we've got some baskets down here, that you would just come and offer your offering to God, pray over it, ask God to bless it, but realize that you are worshiping God as you're giving back to Him what is His. God says that He will be in no man's debt, okay? Anytime you give something to God, He gives back more than what you could ever give. And so I want to encourage you today to give to God. The Bible says that God loves a cheerful giver. That, you know, He wants you to do it because of what He's done for you. He has blessed you. And I want you today to honor God and be faithful to Him. But I want you to worship Him in your giving. So Darren, if you'll lead us. We're going to put the offerings in here. I'm going to ask you to just pray over it and bring it as you come.
Thank you.
filled out a card and took a bracelet. I'm going to have a basket here, and I want you to come down and grab somebody's card that you can take with you this week. And every time you see that bracelet, I want you to remember just to pray for them. I know my son one year, probably 4 or 5 years ago, went to youth camp, and all the kids filled out a card. And he got somebody's card that was from another state. And he said what a blessing it was to pray for them that whole summer. And so this is just going to be somebody in the church that you can pray for. I tell you what, I enjoyed the Lord's Supper today. I mean, it was meaningful to have it with someone else, to have it with you, Gino. It was just a special time of being with your brothers and sisters in Christ. And this is a way during the week for you to be connected to them, to be able to pray for them and lift them up. So if you filled out a card, you have a bracelet. If you haven't grabbed somebody's prayer request yet, I'm going to invite you to come down and grab someone's as we do one more song of worship. I just want to remind you about the marriage conference coming up. It's going to be held at Snow Mountain Ranch up in Winter Park. Beautiful facility. It's going to be October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. There's going to be four sessions, one Friday night, two on Saturday, and one on Sunday morning. So we have 13 spots available. The cost is $300. That includes your hotel accommodations, five meals, your speaker, all your materials, everything there for you. And so if you're interested in going, please sign up on this today, because I'm going to book it this week. And if you're interested, it's going to be first come, first serve. The first 13 people to sign up will have accommodations for. The last thing is, if you did not fill out a card and get a bracelet, if you want to take a bracelet with you, I'm going to tell you to do this. Grab a bracelet, and since you don't have a card to pray for your pastor this week. And so if you don't have one, take one, and every time you see that bracelet, think of me and pray for me this week. Amen? Amen. Amen. I need it. Most of you say an amen to that. You know, it's nice to have special services where we can focus on one another and pray for one another and allow God to move amongst us. And I just want to keep encouraging that as God puts people on your heart, don't be afraid to call someone during the week. See how they're doing. Say, hey, I wanted to pray for you. I just wanted to encourage you. There's many of you who are going through some things, and sometimes the Lord's going to prompt someone and put them on your heart. And don't be afraid to reach out and give somebody a call, or you know, reach out and just say, hey, I just want to let you know I was thinking of you today. It really can help somebody and lift their spirit. So I want to encourage you to do that. But let's close in prayer this morning. Father, we just thank you so much for just having the opportunity to be with you today. Father, we thank you for our brothers and sisters in Christ, that we can come together, encourage one another, pray for one another, to just be able to go through life together, Father. You made us to be in relationship. You said it wasn't good for Adam to be alone, so you gave him a helpmate. And Father, you've created us to go through life together, to carry each other's burdens, to just be there for one another. So Father, I pray as we go through this week that we'll just reach out and be there for somebody. Father, give us those divine appointments, those divine thoughts of individuals you want us to be able to meet this week. So, Father, we thank you and we bless you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Bless you this week. Have a wonderful week.